Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is 11:12 a.m. Central Standard Time, the day after Election Day, November the 4th, 2020. How are you this morning? It is your hostess, Val of Go Ask Val. And I'm doing a repeat of page 4 so that I can get on track, because technically my page 1 was like page 3. So I'm going to do a review today of page 4, but so it's not just simply redundancy, I've added a new description, and more importantly, I've added some very practical questions. Let me read this description first, and then let's talk about it. Troubleshoot your life by having an intended use and structure for your day. An intended use. Use your day to come up with your pleasures. Okay? Awesome on Purpose is about you breaking free from organized groupthink that detracts from your highest pursuits. This reread of page 4 discusses the feminine energy of creativity, which is the woman, that is ready and willing to conceive liberty with task work, to ask for what you want, search and research for the outcomes that already exist, and step into the character that you've been scratching the surface to be. I want you to awestruck yourself with a fresh, radical activity today and watch the results materialize. Make it simple, make it radical, but most of all, make it awesome. And I would love if you would grab a copy of Awesome Day on Purpose from Amazon.com, ebook or paperback, preferably book form. So when we talk about this book on and on and on and how it came to manifest and materialize, you can follow along. That being said, let's dive right into the questions. Do you have a worthy goal in mind? It's got to be worthy to you. It's got to be worth your time. What you do has to be worth your day if you expect to have enough drive to push through the frustrating moments. And so having a vision, having a goal, it has to be worth it. If it's not worth it, you will easily give up at the first or second sign of frustration, roadblocks. So find out that. Do you have a worthy goal in mind? If not, you got to get one. No need of talking any further if you don't have a reason for living. And if it's only to get out of debt, if it's only to feel better, it's going to leave you flat and gray. It's not hard to feel better than yesterday if the sun is shining or someone gives you, you know, an unexpected gift that makes you happy. But don't you want to be more determined in receiving beautiful experiences? I know I do. So have a worthy goal. Have a worthy goal in mind. What is worth your time and effort? What are you willing to put forth time to do? Cook so that you can eat. Go to work so you can have money. Okay, and after you get the money, what are you doing with the money? Does it make you feel responsible to pay your bills? Does it make you feel good to go exercise, knowing that it's adding to your life and adding to your years? It has to be worth your time and effort. And you may be starting from a negative place. So you have to do some mind melding with your future self. Future self says, of course it's worth it. I love how I feel. I love the new energy that I have. Current mind says, it's hard. I have to do this. I have to do that. And so you have this dis-ease. It would be easy, but I got to do this, this, and that. So you disregard the easiness and you create these roadblocks. Speaking of roadblocks, what roadblocks have you allowed to show up? Money's a big one. Health is a big one. Relationships are huge. I would go back to school, but my children. I would go and lose weight, but my husband. I would go and go out of town. I would go on a vacation trip, but my job. And so these are roadblocks to what you say you would want, but. So find out what those are. Write them down. A big one for me was my health for many years. I've removed that roadblock. A lot of people want to know, you know, what did you do to lose weight? Well, I decided. I decided that I was worth it. It was a worthy goal in mind, and I kept the image in front of me. I listened to people through tapes and YouTubes and videos. I listened to people that validated and supported my goal to be able to get what I want. And not necessarily health people, because I'd already been a personal trainer. So it wasn't about the regular, quotey fingers, regularly going in the gym and whatnot. I had created other roadblocks, thyroid disease, autoimmune disorders, things that were not easily understood. So I started looking into chakras and energy centers and other reasons, you know, metabolism. I had to get beyond doing sit-ups and jumping jacks or pushing weights around. I knew it was a mindset. I knew it wasn't just something I was eating physically. It was something I was eating emotionally and something that was eating me. So that took me on a journey of a sequence of events, of digging into relationships. And this is how you have an awesome day on purpose. You begin to look for the challenge, not for blame, but for determination to say, I'm looking for you because I'm going to get rid of you. Because if I created you, I can uncreate you, or I can recreate. So how will you overcome once you have isolated and found this situation, this sit you wait? Once you found it, how are you going to overcome it? Well, you probably gave yourself excuses first and then allowed the situation to validate. You allowed the material thing to confirm what you already knew or believed. And the knowing is a fear. It's a fear that I can actually get what I want. And that's very, very powerful. And it's highly responsible. So how do you remove these blockages so that you can be responsible for your power of manifesting? How and what access can you gain beyond your current circumstances? What access can you gain? Access to the beach. That's one for me. Access to the rest of the world. I have a passport. If I want to travel, I need to have, quote, traveling shoes, end quote. More than the money, I have to have the willing mind. More than the validation from other people, I have to be clear on what it is that I say that I want. You are rich and you are poor at the same time. We all have things that we are rich in, we feel confident about. We call these our strengths. We call poor things our weaknesses. How are you rich? Are you rich in friends, rich in communication, able to convey a thought? Are you rich in organization? Are you rich in doing hair? How are you rich? Using your hands, using your feet, using your mouth? What extensions do you use to show your richness? And then how are you poor? How you are poor is the areas of weakness, the areas that you would prefer not to expose of yourself, too familiar with communicating with the opposite sex, maybe not confident in talking to superiors. And then name three ways to give yourself richness and three ways to enrich your poor states. So three ways to make your rich more richer, and in three ways to enrich your poor states of being, your weak areas. And these are areas that you wish to be strong in. I don't necessarily care to fish. It's not on my radar. I appreciate those who do, and I appreciate fresh fish. Do I need to go and start fishing because I am of a poor state in fishing? No. I need to focus on, I choose to focus on those things that are in a poor state that have my attention, that I believe is holding me back or limiting what I do as it pertains to my goals. That's how you decide what's important, not what's important to other people, not what you think should be important to you, but what you know truly deep inside is important to you. And it sounds selfish in the beginning, and it may even be selfish, but it's time to take care of you. First, the me in you, the no other God before me, your life, your energy. You stand before the mirror alone. So how are you going to do that? Look at yourself and be okay and more than okay with what you see. You have some habits that you don't care to have. You truly want to remove those habits. Maybe just push them a little further away first. You know how we do relationships. We just don't call as often. We just don't show up. We delay in our text messages. We don't, you know, call back as soon. We don't give as much enthusiasm. So let's say your challenge is sleeping too long, laying in the bed too long. So what you may want to do is, of course, make up your bed when you get up, but you want to give it kind of a flippant attitude. I might go to sleep later. Maybe not. I may take a nap. Maybe not. You give yourself permission to flirt with change, flirt with a new habit. You know what? I'm going to take that nap, but before I do, I'm going to take a walk outside. I'll get around to that sleep or that overeating or whatever it is. I give myself permission. I've done it for 4 months. It hasn't been the best. One more day is not going to kill me. However, during this time, I will change my attitude. I won't feel bad about overeating. I won't feel bad about oversleeping or overspending. I will observe it without judging it. And then I'll give it, you know, kind of a flippant attitude. And what it does is it allows it to lose its power. And it demystifies the why can't I put this down? You've given it too much power. You've made it heavy. So can you find one area that you wish to make enriched? Please feel free, comment, subscribe, order the book. Let me know what you're going to do to enrich your life. Very basic, practical things. Okay? And we can have an awesome day on purpose. That is the drawing conclusion of today. I'm excited to bring this to you today because I've had some earth-moving attitude changes over the past 12 to 24 hours. Even if it means moving some stuff around the house, moving yourself into a different room, a different space, if you're quarantined, it doesn't matter. You have power right in front of you, and I'm inviting you to make the most of your day and make an awesome day on purpose. Take care, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye for now.